Davis Sai.
Spend the Davis Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, a loving Sairam and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. You are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. This is a segment, Service, Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. And I take the opportunity and I am always grateful to Bhagawan to get an opportunity to host this segment every Thursday. Well, at the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. He is our everything. Today is 1st of May 2014 and the time right now in our studio is 5 minutes past 11 a.m. and it's a warm day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. The weather forecast says that the lows is about 27 degrees Celsius overnight and the highs is about 40 degrees Celsius. Well, it's quite hot here. Today, in this segment, Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you a wonderful drama, a radio drama on service, which is entitled Service is a Glorious Opportunity to Mankind. In fact, this drama was enacted in Sai Kuranth Hall in the Divine Presence of Bhagawan on 9th August in the year 2004 by the devotees from United Kingdom. Well, it's a wonderful drama and this drama shows transformation which are brought in three individuals: Ahmed Sheikh, Sir William Trav, and Parminder Singh. Well, I'll be playing this drama, so let me not reveal the suspense, the story of this drama. Dear listeners, let me start today by narrating a beautiful incident. In fact, it's not an incident, but it's a fact that was told by Bhagawan once, long back. Like we all know, whenever there is a cultural program in Sai Kuranth Hall or during festivals, during Mangala Arati, prasadam will be distributed. In fact, to let you all know, what I am saying now, right now, is written by Brother Arvind Balasubramaniam in an article. So as I said, Swami distributes prasadam to all the devotees present in Sai Kuranth Hall. And for this, he orders his students to distribute. And Swami's students distribute the prasadam. Now, there is a unique significance in this prasadam distribution. And Swami in his own words has said, and I quote, "Students, there will be times and situations in future when you will require my help and intercession. This act of prasadam distribution done now will ensure that you are worthy of my grace then. Then my grace will flow to you without limit." Unquote. So this is what Swami had told the students, the significance of prasadam distribution. In fact, as you heard, dear listeners, it is like students paying insurance premium every month. Well, worldly insurance is like we pay the premium, but the insurance outcome limit is limited. But in Swami's case, the insurance outcome is unlimited, infinite grace of His. Now, some of you may question, well, this is okay for Swami's students. What about Swami's devotees? Because generally, Swami's prasadam in Sai Kuranth Hall is distributed by Swami's students. Well, don't worry, because Swami has also said something very profound to devotees. And what is this? So, let's take a break right now and listen to a couple of devotional songs. And after that, I'll be right back and we will know what Swami has told to devotees. So, dear listeners, stay tuned.
Love is my life. Love is. No longer worry.
Spend the Day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, once again, loving Sairams and greetings. This is the segment Service Love in Action. So just before the song that you heard just now, Love is My Life, we were talking about prasadam distribution. That is, I was saying that Swami used to command boys to distribute prasadam in Sai Kulanth Hall after maybe cultural program or during festivals. In fact, this continues even now. And Swami had told that prasadam distribution is very profound. In fact, in Swami's own words, which I actually had said a couple of minutes ago, I would like to repeat it again, and I quote, Swami had said, I quote, boys, there will be students, there will be times and situations in future when you will require my help and intercession. This act of prasadam distribution now will ensure that you are worthy of my grace then. Then my grace will flow to you without limit. Unquote. So, after this I told that prasadam distribution is like the premium which we pay. In fact, worldly premium has got a limit, but Swami's premium has got no limit. It is infinite grace. And after that I told you that this is for Swami's students, but what about Swami's devotees? Okay, so before talking about that, let me tell you a few things about Swami's super speciality hospital, because all these things are connected. In fact, all of you will be aware that Swami Super Speciality Hospital offers free treatment for all. So, the waiting list of patients is ever swelling. And many patients would come to the hospital to only learn that there is a huge queue and the doctors doing their best, but doctors do their best, but some patients would have to wait for months and some even for years. Now, driven by desperation, the patients would rush to the darshan grounds, that is Swami Sai Kulanth Hall, with the hope that Swami would cure them in an instant without the painful surgery of the hospital. Now, that was when Swami called the active workers. In fact, what used to happen is, the state presidents and the district presidents of the Sai Seva organization from their respective states would send the poor patients who won't be able to afford treatment outside to Swami's super speciality hospital. So, as I said, there is a long waiting list. Now, that was when Swami called the active workers of Sai organization from the different states of India into the portico for an open interview. Now, among them was Mr. S.K. Sachdev, the state president of the Sri Sathya Sai organization for the Indian state of Madhya Pradesh, and he had told us. So Swami addressed all of them, and Swami told, and I quote, "See, our super specialty hospital in Puttaparthi is getting a large number of patients. All of you are sending patients from your respective states for treatment here. Since the hospital has a limited intake, the remaining patients come to the hall here hoping that I cure them. How can I simply cure them like that?" Now Swami seemed to give a few moments for the words to sink in. He then continued, and I quote, "See, instead of directly sending the patients here, advise them lovingly to do some service and sadhana. After they do the service and sadhana, send them to me. Then I can pour my grace on them for the service rendered and help them." Unquote. Now, dear listeners, if you see, for students, Swami has commanded distribute prasadam, and Swami has told that distributing prasadam will allow me to flow my grace to you when it is required. For devotees, it is to take part in community service and do some sadhana in their own respective places. Now, doing service and sadhana has become a part of every Sai devotee, everywhere. And in this segment, Service Love in Action, we try to capture the experiences of individuals who are involved in service activities in their own place, in whatever capacity they can. So in the many past Thursdays, I have brought you conversations with devotees of Bhagwan Baba, and they have told us about their experiences of being involved in service. But today I'll be playing for you a drama which was enacted in Cyclone Hall, and the drama is based on service to society. It is entitled Service is Glorious Opportunity to Mankind. This drama was enacted in Cyclone Hall on 9th of August in the year 2004 by devotees from the United Kingdom in the divine presence of Bhagwan Baba. So now this drama is about three individuals who have come from different backgrounds. Well, let me not tell you the suspense of the story. So let's listen to this audio drama.
Dearest Lord, our humble pranams at your lotus feet. With your divine grace, we are today presenting a drama titled Service is a Glorious Opportunity for Mankind. Transformation of the mind is one of your greatest miracles, Bhagwan. We will see today how three individuals from very different backgrounds have been transformed through the medium of service. This is Ahmed Sheikh. He is a stockbroker whose only interest was making money. Next, we have Sir William Travis, an egoistic person who considered himself to be the only one who helped people in society. And finally, we have Parminder Singh, who was always thinking of serving others, but neglected his own family. All three of them meet at London Airport on their way to Prashanthi Nilayam.
Oh, Man of Miracles by Howard Murfitt?
Well, yes. I am on my way to see Sai Baba.
Oh, really? Me too. This is a real coincidence. I am going there too. So, how did you get to know about Swami?
Well, it all began when I started my career as a stockbroker in London.
Chal re man, chal re man, tu chal. Chal re man, chal re man, tu chal. Tu prashant nilaya chal, putta parti tu chal. Tu prashant nilaya chal, putta parti tu chal. Chal re man, chal re man, tu chal. Chal chal re man, tu chal. Chal chal re man, tu chal. Chal chal re man, tu chal.
Before Ahmed was introduced to Satya Sai Baba, he was selfish, inconsiderate, and was only interested in making money. He didn't have any time for anyone. One incident changed it all. Let's see how it happened. It's another busy day at the London Stock Exchange.
Money, money, money,
The end of a long day.
Please, someone, help me. I've dropped my walking stick.
Sorry, I'm too busy. I've got to go.
Please, sir, can you help me? I need to cross the road.
I can't. I need to get home. Home at last. Time to relax. Hello, Ahmed Sheikh speaking.
Hello, Ahmed. This is Mike Smith from St. George's School speaking.
Mr. Smith, my old headmaster, how are you?
Oh, I am fine. But unfortunately, our school is not. And that is why I am ringing you. Our school is facing severe financial difficulties. We cannot repair our leaking roof, nor can we provide sufficient equipment for the students.
Oh?
Well, we decided to ring all our former students to see if they can help us in this hour of need.
Oh, you mean financial help? Well, Mr. Smith, I have only just started my job, so I don't have enough money to help.
Oh, I am sorry to hear that. Well, never mind.
It was nice to hear from you, Mr. Smith.
And you too, Ahmed. Bye.
Bye.
Next morning, at Ahmed's house.
Let's see what's on TV.
We are here, live, at St. George's School, situated in the heart of London. This school has been experiencing many financial difficulties and are in desperate need to rebuild its roof, otherwise facing closure. Recently, they made a plea to the local people to raise money to replace its roof. After much inquiring, a local businessman and a previous student of the school, Peter Palmer, made a generous donation. Mr. Palmer, how did you hear about the financial problems the school was facing?
When I got the phone call from my old headmaster telling me about the possible closure of this school, I knew I had to do all that I could to help. I see it as my duty as an ex-student and a citizen of this community to take this opportunity. If it were not for this school and its teachers, I would not have achieved what I have.
But not many people would have done what you have. What motivated you to do this?
Well, like I said, I see service as an opportunity. And so, with the time and resources that I do have, I need to use these whenever the need arises. I'm taught that this human body is meant to serve others and not indulge in selfish desires.
Well, there you have it. Revolutionary thinking in the heart of London. Service is truly an opportunity. This is Sanjay Patel, Morning News, London.
I can't believe it. Peter was on TV. What he said, though, is true. Without my school, and for that matter, without society, I would not be able to achieve anything. From now on, I must express gratitude to my school and society.
Service is an opportunity.
Excuse me, sir. Can I be of any help?
Yes, son. Can you help push my wheelchair up this curb? It seems to have got stuck.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, thank you, son.
No, sir. Thank you.
Ahmed Sheikh? Peter! Oh, it has been a long time. How have you been?
Oh, very well.
I saw you on the news. You really inspired me into serving others. Up until now, I have been so involved in my new job. I forgot to help others, especially to those who have helped me.
Oh, Ahmed, I was exactly the same as you, until I met Sri Satya Sai Baba and heard one of his sayings, love all, serve all.
Sri Satya Sai Baba? Who is he?
He is believed to be God incarnate. He is the one who taught me to express gratitude to my parents, teachers, friends, elders, and society in the form of service. This message is especially important for young men and young women, the youth of today. He has been my inspiration and my motivation.
God on earth? Have you met him?
Yes, in Prashanthi Nilayam, South India.
I want to learn more about this God-man and his teachings.
Sure, let's do lunch. Here's my business card. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Sayonara.
Au revoir.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Sairam.
Sairam?
I'll tell you more at lunch.
दीन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साईं प्रसन्न होगा दीन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साईं प्रसन्न होगा मेरा साईं प्रसन्न होगा मेरा साईं प्रसन्न होगा मेरा साईं प्रसन्न होगा मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा साई मेरा मैं तेरा ये प्रेम की बहती धारा साई मेरा मैं तेरा ये प्रेम की बहती प्रसन्न होगा मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा दिन दुखियों से प्रेम करो दिन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा मेरा साई प्रसन्न
Well, there we have it. The story of Ahmed Sheikh and his transformation. Now, let us witness the events that lead up to the transformation of Sir William Travis. We begin with Sir William about to receive his award for his recent charity work.
To Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, a warm welcome to Radio Sai Global Harmony. And a loving sidearm. I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is the segment Service Love in Action. Well, you are listening to a drama which was enacted in Sai Kulanth Hall on 9th of August in the year 2004, and it was enacted by the devotees from United Kingdom, and it's entitled Service is a Glorious Opportunity to Mankind. And you just heard how Ahmad Sheikh, who was always interested in, who was a stockbroker and was always interested in making money, got transformed by service to society. In fact, service to community is something which has got a lot of transformational power. And after this, in fact, you are about to listen how Sir William Trow, an egoistic person who considered himself to be the only one to help people in society, will get transformed. But before that, let's take a small break and listen to a song, a devotional song, which is in English.
Sigh of love, sigh of love, sigh of light, sigh of light, sigh of peace, sigh of peace, sigh of mind, sigh of mind, sigh so close. Ever free,
was such a great feeling when Sai looked at me with inquisitive eyes. It was the first time he had seen his own mother. It was like my son had been born again.
We could not believe our ears when we learned that in Baba's hospital, even complex surgeries are done absolutely free of cost.
I have no words to express my gratitude, what they've done.
Yes, I had always believed in God, but you all know that was the God whom I had never seen. After coming here, I now believe in a God whom I have not only seen, but also experienced.
Medical Marvels of Love is our weekly radio series in which we bring you patient profiles from India's top-of-the-line super speciality hospitals, often referred to as modern temples of healing. The Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, located at Whitefield, Bangalore, and Prashantigram in Puttaparthi. You can listen to this on Asia Stream of Radio Sai every Sunday at 8 p.m. To know about the timings of this weekly series, Medical Marvels of Love on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page of our website radiosai.org. You can also download and listen to this at your leisure by visiting the link radiosai.org/medical. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
Dear listeners, a warm welcome and a loving Sai Ram to all of you once again. This is the segment Service Love in Action and you are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. So today in this segment, I am playing for you a drama which was enacted by Sai devotees from the United Kingdom on 9th of August in the year 2004 in the divine presence of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba in Sai Kulanth Hall. So this drama is entitled Service is a Glorious Opportunity to Mankind. And in this drama, shows how three individuals with different background get transformed through the medium of service. In fact, dear listeners, if you see in many of the developed countries today, there is a unique disease which has been cropped in people. It is depression. And the psychiatrists say that apart from the medicine that they give, there is a unique medicine for this unique disease, that is depression, and that medicine is community service. So community service has got a lot of transformational power in the people who are involved in it. So in this drama, as I said, the three individuals get transformed. Until now you heard in the first part of the drama, a person, Ahmed Sheikh, who was a stockbroker, who is only interested in money making, gets transformed by seeing his friend doing service. And after that, the second person, who is Sir William Trow, and he is always involved in service, community service, but he is very egoistic. And let's continue listening to drama in which he gets transformed.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the annual Service Awards 2004. As you may have seen in the media, all around the world there is so much suffering. But how many of us are actually doing anything about it? There are a select few people in the world who dedicate their lives to helping the needy. We are very fortunate to have amongst us today a great philanthropist. He has been helping the poor and the needy throughout the world. Through charity events and television appeals, he has helped raise so much money. Today, he will be briefly addressing us and distributing blankets to the needy people of London City. Please, warmly welcome Sir William Travis.
Thank you, friends. Let me tell you that it is essential for us to help others. For without people like us, the poor and needy have no one. So I will be distributing blankets to the poor of London City. Thank you, friends. Thank you. Jeffrey, if you would please.
What a great day, sir, if you don't mind me saying.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I think today I have helped those who have nothing. For without people like me, who do these people have?
Sorry, sir. I am so late. Please, may I have a blanket? It is forecasted to be a cold and rainy night.
Look here. You really should have come on time. I have no blankets with me now.
Terrible weather, sir.
Yes, but good job I gave out all those blankets today.
But sir, I can't help but think about that one gentleman who didn't receive one.
Yes, I do agree.
Sir?
Jeffrey, go and see if there is an extra blanket in the car. That beggar, he just cannot survive in this weather without me. There you are. Here, take this blanket.
Thank you, sir, but I do not need it anymore. After you went, I received a blanket from a kind gentleman.
What? How can that be? I am the only person who provides things to you people. Who was this person?
Well, he is one of the most charming people I have ever seen. He had a golden complexion with a crown of hair and bright orange robe. Most striking of all was his sweet, enchanting smile. Also, his speech was soft and sweet. He gave me this warm blanket that would keep me warm through the night.
But who was he?
He did not leave his name, but he said that someone had told him that I needed a blanket.
How very strange. Someone other than me? Doing some good work? Well, goodbye and good night. Well, Jeffrey, you can head home now. All these years, I thought I was the only person who was kind-hearted enough to serve others. Well, it seems like there were other people also serving at the same time. Maybe they've been serving for a very long time, but in a quiet manner. Unlike me, who makes a large fuss about even the smallest act of generosity.
Sir William! Sir William? Please, come in for some tea.
Charles?
Yes, that would be splendid.
Sir William, you seem puzzled. What is wrong?
Well, Charles, I went to give a blanket to the beggar who came late to my charity event. But I heard a strange story from him. He said...
What is it, William? William, are you okay?
Charles, who is in that photo?
Why do you ask?
Well, the beggar I went to give a blanket to said he had received a blanket from someone whose description matches with that man in the picture.
Really?
Yes, he described him as having a large crown of hair, a bright orange robe, and a very sweet, enchanting smile. Charles, who is this person?
Dear William, this is Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Oh, so he must live close by, right? Mayfair? Or Islington, perhaps? We should really try and attend his next charity event.
Actually, he resides in Prashanthi Nilayam, in South India.
India? India? How can that be, Charles? He was here in London City less than an hour ago.
Well, Sai Baba is God incarnate on earth. Therefore, God is present everywhere and at all times.
Really? What else can you tell me about this Satya Sai?
Well, Sai Baba, Swami is worshipped by millions around the world and teaches us that service to man is service to God, and therefore we should seize every opportunity to serve.
Service to man is service to God? Until now, I was only serving for my own satisfaction and for recognition.
Swami also teaches that ultimately God looks after all.
Yes, that is why that beggar received the blanket today.
That is why we should be humble when serving, for it is Swami who has given us the opportunity to serve.
This is very true. How beautiful is Swami's message. Please, tell me more.
Swami has built 2 super speciality hospitals, which offer free services to everyone.
What? Free services?
Swami has also organized a drinking water project in South India and has built many schools and colleges offering free education of the highest standard.
How amazing!
Indeed, but the most remarkable thing is that this has been achieved without any charity events or public call for money, nor any desire for name or fame.
Incredible. This Swami sounds very interesting. His message appears clear and simple. I would like to go to meet him, Charles.
That one incident really turned his life around. He used to serve to please himself. Now he serves for Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Avatar of the universe, you descended for all of us. Avatar of the universe, you descended for all of us. And the truth you teach will fill the skies, and mankind will learn to be wise, and mankind will learn to be wise. At the sight of the inner sun, you reach out to everyone. At the sight of the inner sun, you reach out to everyone. And the love you bring will fill the seas, and mankind will live in peace, and mankind will live in peace. Avatar of the universe, you descended for all of us. Avatar of the universe, you descended for all of us. Avatar of the universe, you descended for all of us.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, once again, a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is a segment, Service Love in Action, in which we'll bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami translating into service to humanity. Well, today in this segment, I'm playing for you a drama which was enacted in Sai Granth Hall in the Divine Presence of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba on 9th of August in the year 2004 by devotees from United Kingdom. And the drama is entitled, Service is Glorious Opportunity to Mankind. And in this drama, three individuals from different backgrounds come together and they are transformed through the medium of service. Till now you heard the story of transformation in which service brings in two of them, that is Ahmed Sheikh and Sir William Triv. And we have got one more person who gets transformed, Parminder Singh. In fact, Parminder Singh always thinks of serving others, but he neglects his own family. So you see, this is also not good. You should not neglect your family. So how Parminder Singh gets transformed? Well, for that, you'll have to wait for a couple of minutes and we will take a musical break.
Seeing God in my dear old cat, hearing the sound in a single, Thy will is done in me this day. Peace be still, peace be still. Thy will is done in me this day. Peace be still, peace be still. Peace be still and let your life be mine. Peace be still, stop wasting time. Peace be still, trust I am in you. Peace be still, dear one, I am the truth. Thy will is done in me this day. Peace be still, Thy will is done in me this day. Peace be still, peace be still. Right now you're free. Please be still, be glad. There's only me. My will is done in me this day. Please be still, please be still. Thy will is done in me this day. Please be still, please be still. Please be still. The time for us to follow that inner urge. Peace be still, give the rest to me. Peace be still, for you will finally see. Thy will is done in me this day. Peace be still, peace be still. Thy will is done in me this day. Peace be still, peace be still. Thank you.
Offers you Sai Inspires, a daily inspirational service which emails you an inspirational message and a beautiful picture of Bhagavan Baba every single day. To subscribe to this free email service, please visit our websites radiosai.org or h2hsai.org. For any inquiries, please email us at h2h@radiosai.org.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Dear listeners, greetings, warm welcome and loving Sairam once again to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service Love in Action. And today in this segment I am playing for you a drama which was enacted in Cyclone Hall in Bhagwan's Divine Presence on 9th of August 2004 by devotees from United Kingdom, and the drama is titled Service is Glorious Opportunity to Mankind. And in this drama, three individuals get transformational effect through community service. And till now you heard the story of two of them, that is Ahmed Sheikh and Sir William, and let's now listen to Parminder Singh, who gets transform. In fact, Parminder Singh, you'll be listening to in this drama, that was a very devoted and was used to do community service a lot. But the negative point in him was that he neglected his family. But before we listen to the story of Parminder Singh, dear listeners, let me tell you a story which I heard in a talk given by a Sai devotee. It seems there was a person, his name was Victor. He was a very elderly person, about 80 years of age, and he was a corporate trader. That is, he used to earn his living by buying some company and just looting it. He used to take off the pension plans of people, of the employees of the company. So he used to do this, but he got caught, and he was brought to court for judgment, and the judge declared that, Victor, since you are an elderly man, we can't put you behind bars, but the punishment that we will be giving you is community service. Now, Victor was very happy that, wow, he won't be put in the punishment is just a community service. But then the judge will say, wait a minute, you have to do community service every day from morning 8 to night 8. Even if you fail one day, then we'll have to take strict action. So suddenly Victor was put into community service field and he started serving the poor. When the poor received food and clothes from Victor, they were very happy. They said, thank you, sir, you are like God to me. And they expressed their happiness by tears rolling down their cheeks. And seeing this, Victor started changing his personality slowly. And from serving food and clothes, he started constructing houses for the poor. poor and underprivileged, and he took this throughout his life. And this way his life was transformed. So that was a story which I was tempted to share with you all. Now let's listen to the story of Parminder Singh.
Parminder was always attending local service meetings in the community. He loved to serve. He believed that serving the community is of great importance, no matter what the consequences may be.
Wow, Parminder, it's amazing how much work you do for the community. Your family must be so proud of you.
Well, yes. I try my best to serve as many people as possible.
So, what time shall we meet at the elderly home tomorrow?
10 o'clock?
Okay. See you then.
I'm home.
Father?
You're late. Your son was back from school hours ago. Where have you been?
You know, I had another meeting again. One of those important service meetings. There is so much that needs to be done in the community.
You use all your time to help the community, serve the community, clean for the community. When was the last time you helped me at home?
What do you want me to do then?
Forget it.
Hey, Dadaji. Hey, Dad.
How was school, son?
It was great. Dad, are you still going to help me with my school project tomorrow?
Son, I have to help the old people tomorrow.
But Dad, you promised you'd help me.
Son, I will help you next time. I promise.
That's what you said last time. You always go out to help those strangers.
Strangers? Those people need my help.
When are you going shopping with your children? You have been promising your son new clothes for ages.
Next week?
Next week? You said that 6 months ago, and they are still waiting.
Well, it's not my fault if we keep finding people who need service.
How about serving your family first? Doesn't Swami say service begins at home?
I've had enough of this. I'm going for a walk.
Why is Dad always like this? He does everything for everyone except us. Doesn't he love us?
Don't cry, Beta. Of course he loves us. But he believes that the community is the only place his help is needed.
Swami, what is all this? I mean, I do so much service, yet my family doesn't understand that the poor and needy require my help. I just feel they are against me, Swami. Look at all this mess. The council won't clean it up, so I guess it's down to me. Hold on, what does this say? Service begins at home? I do so much for them. Like yesterday, last month, Oh, Swami, what have I done? Well, from now on, my family duties will be my first priority. Thank you, Swami. You have shown me the light.
Here is Amit Sheikh, Sir William Travis, and Parminder Singh. They all meet in Prashanti Nilayam.
We've all learned so much from our individual experiences.
Yes, that's correct. I have come to realize that service is an opportunity and not a burden. Service should emanate from the heart. Otherwise, there is no point, and that service should not just be for show.
I found that the value of service in the home is as important as it is in the community.
I've learnt the importance of expressing gratitude to society through service. And my friend tells me that Sai Baba of Parthi teaches us this very fact.
But who is Sai Baba?
Yes, who is Sai Baba?
Rita me Sita Ram bane Dwapar me Radhe Shyam bane Kali Yug me Sai Naam liye Sai Naam liye Sarva Naam liye Govinda Hare Gopal Hare.
Tuning to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Saram, dear listeners, greetings and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service Love in Action. Well, the time right now in our studio is 12:16 p.m. and it's a warm afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. So today in this segment, Service Love in Action, I had played for you a drama which was enacted in Cyclone Hall in Bhagwan's Divan Presence on 9th of August in the year 2004 by devotees from the United Kingdom. And the drama was entitled, Service is a Glorious Opportunity to Mankind. And as you heard in the drama, three individuals got transformed. That was seen through the drama. In fact, dear listeners, service to society, that is community service, has got a lot of transformational effect in the individual who is involved. Well, many of you may be aware of the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, which is in which Bhagwan's devotees go to villages and do service. I am reminded of another drama which was enacted in Cyclone Hall, an instance from this drama. So in this drama there will be a father and a son, and the son will be very arrogant and he'll be lazy, and the father somehow wants to change his son. So one day he will ask his son, "Son, what do you want to become in life?" Then the son will say that, "I want to become a VIP. That is very important person. I want to earn a lot of money, fame, wealth in society." Then again the father will be very disturbed. He will say, "Oh my God, my son is going in a wrong direction. I should bring him in correct path." So what he will do is, his son's friend will be a Sai devotee. In fact, the father also will be a Sai devotee. So his son's friend will be involved in some service activity. In fact, his son's friend will be involved in SS VIP, that is the Sri Sathya Sai Village Integrated Program. So he used to go to villages every weekend. So his father will tell his son, "See, your friend does village service, so you also join him once and go to a village and see what they do." So his son reluctantly agreed, and he spoke to his friend who was going to a village that weekend to do some service. So he also joined his friend. So they both went for service, and this boy was very happy seeing the service. So he decided to go to village service every weekend with his friend. After many weeks, his father found some changes, some change of habit in his son. So he asked his son, "Son, now what do you want to become in life?" And for this, his son said, "Father, I want to become a double VIP." Well, now the father was slightly puzzled. He thought, what, he wants to become VVIP, that is very, very important person? Then his son says, "No, Dad, the double VIP that I meant was VIP VIP, that is very involved person in village integrated program." So you see, dear listeners, the experience that we get through service is something which has to be experienced. So Swami always says that we should be involved in service activities in whatever capacity we can, wherever we are. So dear listeners, if you are not yet involved in service activities, at least go to a village and see the problems of them. In fact, if you see the Grama Seva, the village service program that is implemented in the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, in fact it's an annual affair, gives an opportunity to the boys to go to villages and see the problems of the villagers. It sensitizes the boys. It makes them more humble. And through this activity of Gram Seva, because of this activity of Gram Seva, these boys go out and serve in whatever capacity they can. With that, dear listeners, I come to the end of my segment. In a while from now, maybe in a 10 minutes from now, Prem and Arvind will join you for today's afternoon satsang. So I'll be again back next Thursday. Till then, Jai Sai Ram.
అందమైనదే గోకులము బృందావనమే గోకులము అందమైనదే గోకులము బృందావనమే గోకులము చిత్రావతి నది తీరాన పర్తి సాయి గోకులము మూగ జీవులను ముద్దుగా పెంచిన అమర భూమి గోకులము అమృత భూమి గోకులము అందమైనది గోకులము బృందావనమీ గోకులము అందమైనది గోకులము
పవళించి యమునా తటిపై వేణురవముతో గోగోపాలురపాలించి యమునా తటిపై వేణురవముతో గోగోపాలురపాలించి దత్తమూర్తిగా ముగ్ధ ప్రాణులను వేదమూర్తులుగా భావించి దత్తమూర్తిగా ముగ్ధ ప్రాణులను వేదమూర్తులుగా భావించి యుగ యుగమందున సత్య సాయి తన దివ్య ప్రేమ సుధ పంచాడు జీవులను లాలించాడు అందమైనది గోకులము బృందావనమీ గోకులము అందమైనది గోకులము
Thank you. మనసుల ప్రేమలతలు పోయించి తండ్రి వై మానవతా విలువలు జోడించి తల్లి వై పసి మనసుల ప్రేమలతలు పోయించి తండ్రి వై
విశ్వశాంతి మంత్రి